Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Project Hourglass podcast. Of course, I am your host. My name is Sean, and I have been a personal trainer for over 10 years now. And what I do is I specialize in helping ladies tone up, build an hourglass figure, but also debunk any bullshit that you might find out there when it comes to health and fitness. So today's topic, what I'm talking about, is the four unusual ways to tone your arms. Now, the reason why I'm saying this is, well, honestly, I don't believe a lot of people are sharing what I'm about to share with you. And especially tip number one, I think that's the one that will throw a lot of people off because it will kind of, I don't know, maybe question what you thought in the past when it comes to muscle toning. It will question what you have done in the past. And tip two is also one of my favorites as well. But once you start to combine all three of these tips, all four of these tips, you're going to find yourself seeing so much progress with your arms. They're going to look more shapely and more toned. You're going to feel more confident. And this is exactly what the clients that I've been training with have reported too. They felt like they were more confident in their arms because now they could wear crop tops to the gym and going out too. They felt more confident to be able to wear clothes without having to cover their arms with their jackets when they go out with the girls. And this is what I want to help you out with. Okay. So if I could do anything for my purpose today, it's to help you get your arms more toned so you can feel more confident to wear that dress, to put away the jacket, to get more crop tops so you can wear them at the gym because you have to. And I want to help you with this. So stay a while and you'll learn a lot. Take some notes if you need to as well. So first of all, let's go with tip number one. Tip number one is actually training every single day. Now you might think to yourself, this is amazing, right? Like, everyone says to not train every single day. This comes obviously with a bit of structure. And I actually have one of my programs that does this. But you still go to the gym three or four times per week. You're still training something like your arms. And then on your days off, you can use exercises like with a resistance band and focusing on smaller muscles like your biceps, like your triceps, like your shoulders, and also your rear delts. This all gives you a really amazing look to your arms. Because when you train your shoulders, it also kind of ties into your arms, like your arms and your arms or your biceps and your triceps too. So how are we going to train every single day? You're not going to do the same thing like you do in the gym. Not really. When you're training in the gym, you're looking to train as heavy as you can. But the beauty about resistance bands is it actually has a greater amount of tension within the muscle, but only when you're doing the contraction portion of the actual muscle. And what we're talking about, this is like where that part where you get to squeeze the muscle, that's super important. Maybe you haven't been taught this before, but you just don't want to be like bicep curls with your resistance band and flinging them up and down. There's absolutely no benefit from this. You want to make sure that you're controlling the movement on the way up and also the way down. Now, what I mean by this, and this is one of my favorite ways to do this, is like stepping on top of your resistance band, popping your hands on top of that resistance band and squeezing it all the way up and holding it for at least 2 seconds before you do 2 seconds on the way down too. Now, what you're doing with these two motions by squeezing the top for 2 seconds, your biceps are going to start feeling more engaged. It's going to feel like you have more blood in the area. Then when you slowly take control on the way back down again, you're now stretching the muscle fibers, which is going to help you get the lengthen and strengthen thing that we want with every single movement too. But like I said, the benefit when it comes to resistance bands is that you get the most benefit when you squeeze the muscles. So unlike when you're having weights or say cables too, it just doesn't quite feel the same. And being able to replicate this anytime you want, anywhere you want, because you're using a resistance band, it's really beneficial. Now, I'm going to actually tell you how many sets and reps to do this to see the benefit. I want you to do 3 sets. I want you to do 15 to 20 reps. And remember, you're not just flinging these bicep curls, doing 15 to 20 reps, going up and down, up and down, up and down. You're doing 2 seconds up, 2 seconds squeeze, 2 seconds down. Quality reps. And you can do this with bicep curls. You can do these with the tricep extensions by hanging the band over the top of your door. You can do it by standing on top of an overhead tricep extension. You can do exercises like banded rows and also band pull-aparts. These 4 exercises alone, keep it consistent and do them. Now, you're probably thinking to yourself, that's too simple, Sean. I'll tell you what, if it's so simple for me, I need you to to do it for 30 days straight. I did it on Instagram, showing me that you've done it for 30 days straight with great form and technique. This is your free program right here. Show me your bicep curls, show me your tricep extensions, tag me on Instagram, that's coachsean.hourglass, and show me your before and after from day one to day 30. If you stick with this for 30 days, I guarantee you, your arms are going to look different. But you have to prove me. I've done it. I've had ladies do it. I've got my team doing it. You have to do it now and prove me wrong. The second tip I've got for you to tone up your arms, and it's very unusual, is actually to lift heavier. Now, you're probably thinking to yourself, I do max out a lot. But ladies, be honest. Are you actually? You might be doing things 15 reps, 20 reps, maybe even 30 reps. But when you're lifting heavier, I'm talking like going 4 to 8 reps. And I know it sounds unusual, but lifting 4 to 8 reps with the right movement, let's say we're talking about triceps, we're doing a close grip bench press. Let's say we're talking about a floor press with close grip. Let's say we're talking about doing it on an incline, a bicep curl, 6 reps. These exercises will take you through a greater range of motion, and the extra weight, I believe, will give you the best results that you would never have seen doing exercises, just like doing rope extensions. Lifting heavier is going to give you a different stimulus that your muscles have not been introduced to. And by being able to introduce this to yourself, you're going to find yourself using something different. Now, we know that variety can give you pretty good exercises. We call it novelty. And when you can actually kind of systemize this, it works really well. And with one of the ladies that I'm training right now, her name is Caitlin. She's like my superstar. I've actually given her close grip bench press, and I was doing the exact same program with her. And we're just talking about having that tension, controlling it 3 seconds the way down, pausing at the chest for 1 second, doing close grip bench press in this fashion, focusing, making sure the elbows are really winged in. It's just an unbelievable amount of burn and soreness that you feel through your triceps. And it's so good. So if you're someone who's maybe uncertain about what you should lift heavy with, I am talking about mostly like a close grip bench press. I am talking about mostly like a incline bicep curl. But there's something that warrants this, obviously, lifting heavier. Do it safely. Which comes up to number three. Tip number three is checking the technique and hitting the right muscles. Now, I know this really shits me because I will teach exercises like the tricep extension, even the bicep curl, and I'll give the best explanation that I can with the video. But when you don't check your form and your technique to even see if it looks the same, or even remotely the same, then that's how you know that you fucked up. Checking your technique, making sure you hit the right muscles is going to be so much more beneficial for you. And one of the things that really shits me is when you do the tricep extensions, and your arms going forwards, and you see straight arms coming back up. It's like, what the hell just happened here? Biceps and triceps are very much the same movement, just different places of tension. So when you do a tricep extension, and if your arms happen to straighten out and get away from you, and your arms are almost eyebrow height, you've done it wrong. The way you know you're doing a tricep extension correctly on the cables or even with resistance band is knowing when your bicep is almost flexed at the top. You should be keeping the angle between your arm and your forearm very close to each other. And I want you to actually have a look at some of the videos that I demonstrate. I probably have made about 30 of these on my TikTok and my Instagram, talking about why people keep thrusting and why the hell their arms going out straight. Trust me when I say record yourself and actually analyze your form and technique. Are you actually getting a stretch in the right position to tricep extensions? Are you actually straightening your damn arms at the bottom? You can't get maximal tricep extension if your elbows aren't even straight. Think about it, okay? You get some tension or activation targeting all the back of your arms if you can't even straighten your elbows. And when you start to see people do tricep extensions at the gym now, watch them. Are their elbows even dead straight? Are they hitting their legs? Are they pulling the rope away from each other? Or they're just trying to shrug it down with their shoulders. And even though I did say lift heavier, you want to make sure you're still lifting heavier with close to 90% good form and technique. I don't expect 100%, but 90%. 90% good form and technique is going to get you pretty damn far. But if you have 50%, 40%, 30%, there is no point lifting heavier until you can master this. So making sure your technique is actually correct. This also goes for exercises like the close grip bench press. If your elbows are flaring outwards towards the ends of each barbell, then you are probably not doing the right thing. You want to make sure we're getting those stretch points in the right places. So check yourself before you wreck yourself. One more exercise I'm going to say that you need to do right, please, is the bicep curl. If you're not doing bicep curls and your arms are dead straight at the bottom, flexing your triceps almost, then you are not doing bicep curls, my friend. You are doing something else that just looks like a hot mess. Don't do things with half range of motions unless prescribed. And don't do things with shit form and technique. It's pretty simple, right? Now, the last tip, ladies, that you would probably not realize has nothing to do with the gym. And this is going to help you really tone up your arms. Instead of just trying to do more and more reps and get stronger and stronger, don't get me wrong, that will get you pretty far, especially when you structure it correctly, like in the programs that I have and I do for my ladies. But the last one is actually eating more protein. That's why I'm saying eating more protein is so that you can actually start to burn more body fat percentage. The thing that's actually going to make your arm more toned is actually getting leaner. And getting leaner starts with obviously where your nutrition lies. There is absolutely no point. Well, there is a point, but there's a really hard way to make your arms look nice, lean, and toned when you still have a higher percentage of body fat. And don't get me wrong, there are phases of this first. You might spend the first 6 to 10 weeks focusing on actually feeling the muscles and actually feeling the right things contract. Then when things start to actually get right, then you might be start focusing on your nutrition. And then you can start to see and uncover all the hard work that you invested in your form, your technique, training hard, doing your daily training and resistance training as well. Then you start to see the benefits when you start to work on your nutrition too. So just to summarize the four things and make sure you want to know all of them, make sure you listen to the podcast in its full. And if you don't know where to do that, it'll be released later tonight on Apple Podcasts and the Project Hourglass podcast. Number one is making sure you implement some resistance bands and training every single day. This will help get higher reps in the mind-muscle connection, getting blood into the area, and the blood that you get into the area. We call that the pump. And pumped up in those muscles is going to help you feel more connected with them when you start like weight training. Number two is lifting heavier. So when you get to the gym, don't be afraid to implement exercises that work in between the four to eight rep ranges and make sure that shit's heavy. You don't want to just be doing it at 4 to 8 reps, but not making them count. You want a good quality 4 to 8 reps. Number three is checking your technique and making sure you're actually hitting the right muscles. Nothing gets me madder than doing tricep extensions and your arms are going straight in front of you and they don't even straighten at the bottom too. Do your form correctly. Spend the time. Everyone gets the 3 sets of 10 to 12, but how are you going to make your 3 sets of 10 to 12 count? Make them count. The last one is working on your nutrition. Eating your protein is going to help you do this because it is great that you can get really, really strong and lift really, really heavy, but can you actually decrease your body fat percentage to make those arms look leaner like you want them to? And working in nutrition is definitely one of the most important aspects when it comes to getting lean and having the look of that you want. Now, I guarantee you, if you do these four things, you do them correctly, you do them in the right order, you do them with, well, consistently, you're going to start seeing your arms look so much different. And I said this again, if you want that challenge, go do the resistance bands every single 3 sets, 15 to 20 reps, 60 seconds in between. You can circulate, but making sure you have good mind-muscle connection, tempo, and tension. 2 seconds the way up, 2 seconds squeeze, 2 seconds the way down. Every single rep for 3 sets, 15 to 20 reps. Do it the tricep extensions, do it the bicep curls, do it the band pull apart. Tag me on Instagram, coachshawn.hourglass. Get 30 days in a row and show me before and after. I want to see your form and technique. And I guarantee you, you are going to see your arms tone up. I want to say thank you once again for taking the time for listening to this podcast. If you get really good value out of this, I've got 2 things for you right now. The first thing I'm going to say is please give me a 5-star review because that would mean the world to me. The second thing is I'm actually doing a 14-day challenge. and have only let the people on my live know, people listening to the podcast know, everyone else is still out of it. They don't know anything about this. So if you want to lock yourself in before everyone else does, because they've only got 20 spots for this, all you have to do is go to the description of this podcast and apply with the link. Apply before everyone else does, because as soon as I fill out those spots, there is no more to go around. And if you are listening to this on Facebook Live or in past tense, just message me on Instagram. That's coachshawn.hourglass, and I'll send you that link for the 14-day challenge. All you have to do is send me a message and say 14-day challenge. Thank you, everybody, and I'll peace out now, and I'll see you tomorrow.